Welcome to University Radio, the station run by students for students. I'm Chen Hu, and this is Science Today. Our subject is technological development, and our guest is Professor Joanne Kent, expert in robotics. Thanks for coming in, Professor. When we think of robots, we generally think of science fiction films. Is this out of date?
Yes, it is. Technology has developed very fast over the last 10 years, and robots are part of everyday life. Robots can now do many important things.
What kinds of things?
Well, they have been used in factories for years. Japan and China have the most industrial robots in the world. But now robots are coming into our lives in other ways. In Japan, Thailand and Hong Kong, for example, there are robot waiters in restaurants. And in South Korea, a robot is used as an English teacher. Robots weren't used very much in the past, since they were always really expensive. But because they have become cheaper, they are being used in new and interesting ways. One key area is the way robots can help with medical care.
Can you explain that a little more?
Well, a good example is the robotic suit for disabled people. Robots can now assist people who can't walk. They can help them to move again. People wear the robot, like clothes. The robot then helps move the person's arms or legs. For example, one man, Joey Abiker, couldn't walk because of an accident at work 3 years earlier. Before the accident, Joey could surf really well. In fact, he won lots of competitions. But after the accident, he couldn't walk at all. He wasn't even able to sit up on his own when a visitor came. And he couldn't even feel his legs when doctors touched them. But when he put on the robotic suit, he was able to stand up and walk on his own again. He isn't able to walk at all without the suit. Robotics changed his life.
So people have a much better quality of life thanks to these new types of robots?
Yes, that's right. Service robots are also very helpful to people.
What do service robots do?
Well, one of the reasons that service robots were invented is to save people time. They do all the jobs around the house that people find difficult, dirty, or boring. For instance, robots can put clothes into a washing machine and plates and cups into a dishwasher. And they can clean your kitchen and bathroom. But for some people, service robots are really important. They're not just a luxury. Elderly people, for example, can't always do housework easily. They might need help from robots. The robot means they are able to stay in their own homes for longer.
So robots can help people in their everyday life, but how do they help more generally?
Robots are now solving modern problems too. Have you heard of robotic fish?
I haven't, but I assume they are robots that swim in water. What do they do?
They were developed to help scientists with information collection. They look like fish. They swim and move like other fish. But when they are swimming, they can collect information about the amount of pollution in the water. Scientists can find out about pollution quickly due to the robotic fish.
Well, we've heard of robots that clean your house, so it's good to know they can help keep the environment clean too. OK, we have some questions coming in, so let's hear the first one.